Florida has applied for a high-speed rail system that would connect Tampa to Orlando. One proponent for this new rail is former Hillsborough County Commissioner Ed Taranchik. In efforts to gain support for the move, Taranchik spoke to a small group of Tiger Bay Club members at the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center this afternoon. He said that Florida is behind in transit now, but a high-speed rail system will change that.
No matter what you do in widening highways, we're late in the game in transit. Everyone's got big highways. If you think our highways are big, go to Phoenix. You know, they got 16-lane things. What high-speed rail does is puts Florida first in the Western Hemisphere. We would be the first state, some might say nation state, given our size, to have the finest ground transportation system in the Western Hemisphere. And Florida needs that, ladies and gentlemen, to change its future.
Taranchik is the founder of Connect Us, an organization created solely for the push toward a high-speed rail. The first phase of the new system will connect Tampa to Orlando, and Taranchik said eventually the high-speed rail, or bullet train, will connect Orlando to Miami and branch out to Jacksonville.
And the first segment of high-speed rail goes from downtown Tampa to a stop in Lakeland, to Walt Disney World, to iDrive in the Orlando Convention Center, and then to Orlando International Airport. Future phases would go to South Florida and go to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, Fort Pierce in Melbourne, and Cocoa Beach.
At 125 miles per hour, the travel time between Orlando and Tampa is expected to be reduced to 38 minutes, and Taranchik said will cost somewhere around $12. Taranchik said the high-speed rail will also have environmental benefits. It will be electric, which will reduce the state's carbon footprint. However, Taranchik said the positive aspects of the bullet train will expand beyond being a cheaper, more reliable source of transportation. The move to link Orlando to Tampa will create what Taranchik describes as a super region.
What high-speed rail does between Tampa and Orlando is it creates a 7 million person super region that ties these things together in a practical way, where time, you can practically use a system. It does that all up and down the corridor. The tourism benefits are huge, but what high-speed rail does is create a whole new definition of Florida. It's a pretty good lifestyle thing for us who are here as well, not having to go up and down I-4 to some of the places that we'd like to go. It allows us to compete in the 21st century as it changes our future.
Taranchik said these changes are necessary, especially now when the economy in Florida is struggling.
We are of a state that has capitalized on a lot of natural assets and a lot of economically beneficial trends. Cheap land, cheap labor, a lot of sunshine. Those days are changed. There are so many people out of work here. There's so many fundamental changes.
The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, signed by President Obama in April 2009, provides $8 billion for states to develop high-speed rail systems. Taranchik said Florida has already submitted an application for $2.6 billion of the stimulus money to fund the first leg of the bullet train system. However, at this point, Taranchik said it is not necessary for Florida to match federal funds with local funding.
For the first segment, no matching funding is needed. They'll have to backstop operating cost issues. For the next segment between Orlando and Miami, assuming we get Tampa-Orlando done, that would require probably a 10 to 20% capital match. That would come from state transportation funds, just like highway dollars.
Matching federal funds is a whole other issue when it comes to the light rail system. Earlier this month, the Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners agreed to place a one-penny sales tax referendum on the 2010 ballot. The tax, if passed, will fund a transit overhaul in the Tampa Bay area. Taranchik said the light rail in Tampa would complement the high-speed rail and make both systems run more efficiently.
Well, Heartline is looking at alignments for the light rail system, and a couple of those options would have the light rail go right next to the high-speed rail stop downtown. That means if you lived in North Tampa or West Tampa, you can get on a light rail vehicle and go right down to the high-speed rail stop and go anywhere the 361-mile system goes, and vice versa. If you come into town, you'd be able to get off there and go to places like West Shore and USF and Raymond James, all those different places.
The only thing that stands in the way of Tampa receiving federal funding for the high-speed rail, Taranchik said, are SunRail and TriRail, the commuter rails that both Orlando and Miami are trying to finance. Commuter rails are slower, diesel-fueled local rail transit.
So we're all stacked up and ready to go. And along comes SunRail and TriRail. Just we have this great application, we now know that we can't go build this thing, even though it's the best project in the country, because the legislature hasn't figured out TriRail and SunRail. This has been a very frustrating exercise for us at Connect Us, because the two things initially don't have a lot to do with each other. But as a consequence, and because of the nature of the political beast that we have, these things have been tied together.
If Tampa does receive federal funding for the high-speed rail, Taranchuk said work can begin on the project as soon as in 18 months and will be completed by 2014. And the impact that it will have on transit in both Tampa and Orlando will be huge.
If you were to build that system, Tampa, Orlando, Miami, Jacksonville, it serves 3/4 of the state's population, 6 international airports with over 100 million boardings a year, 65 million tourists, 4 passenger cruise terminals with over 10 million boardings. Ladies and gentlemen, in God's name, how does that not work in a state like this?
Taranchuk said a special session of the Florida legislature may be called to further discuss the move toward rail funding. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Conchita DeLuco.